With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, celebrating the big 5-0, and you can celebrate with us. Get the gear. Oh, do we have some sweet 50th anniversary gear in the Rock Shop. Oh, it's limited edition. You know what that means? That means you can't get it once you can't get it.
And then you'd be like, I wish I would have got it. Yeah. But I didn't get it.
You didn't get it.
Sun's nice. Coming out. You're going to need a baseball cap. Nice trucker cap.
Yeah, don't miss these, because these are sweet, sweet items, man. Short sleeve tees, light zip hoodies, lots of cool stuff. You can celebrate KISW's 50th anniversary. Not many stations get to that point where for 50 years they're doing the same thing. The Rock is one of those few that have, and celebrate with us. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Bump it up for Monday!
Oh, yeah.
Bump it up!
Pump
Steve,
it up.
I think you're going to need to get pumped up. You lost earlier.
I did.
I lost bad.
Did.
Yeah.
Not great.
But yeah, there was a bad question thrown your way.
Oh, really,
shut up. Getting to our contestant today, we've got Pat in Seattle. Pat, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Pat will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Pat, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What type of dog is Handsome Dan, the mascot of Yale University?
Bulldog?
Yes. Area 51 is located in what U.S. state?
Nevada.
Yes. Who has been on SNL the longest as a cast member at 18 seasons?
Keenan?
Yeah. According to Google, the most popular car color in the U.S. is what?
White.
Yes. Which NFL team had a unit called the Greatest Show on Turf?
The St. Louis Rams.
Yes. In which decade was the Empire State Building completed?
The 2010s. I mean, not 1910s.
No.
20s.
No.
30s.
Yes. Joan Rivers passed away in what mid-2010s year?
2006?
No.
7?
No.
5?
No. Philip K. Dick wondered, do androids dream of what type of sheep?
Electronic sheep.
No.
Androids dream of,
Now, So close yet, too far away.
You know what it is, and you're going to be so mad because your brain just told you a different word.
Yep. One, two, three, four, five, six correct.
Yeah.
But on the plus side, I don't think Steve will get that one right.
Oh, on the plus side.
Yeah, but I mean, he has surprised us before.
Yeah, he might actually know that world enough that maybe he would. I don't know. I mean,
it'll be interesting to see.
Oh, yeah.
And guess who's back?
It's Steve. Hey, the
back
loser.
Again.
I mean, well.
Steve is back.
Tell your friend.
Oh, he's got his own song, too.
Are you ready?
All apologies to Eminem on that one.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
What type of dog is Handsome Dan, the mascot of Yale University?
Pitbull.
No.
Bulldog.
Yes.
That's right.
Area 51 is located in what U.S. state?
Nevada.
Yes. Who has been on SNL the longest as a cast member at 18 seasons?
What's his name? Kenan Thompson?
Yes. According to Google, the most popular car color in the U.S. is what?
White.
Yes.
That's my car.
What NFL team had a unit called the Greatest Show on Turf?
You said unit. The Bears.
No.
49ers.
No.
Crap. Cardinals.
No.
Cowboys.
No. In what decade was the Empire State Building completed?
40s.
No.
30s.
Yes.
1930s.
Yes. Joan Rivers passed away in what mid-2010s year?
2015.
No.
2016.
No.
2014.
Yes.
Yeah.
Philip K. Dick wondered, do androids dream of what type of sheep?
Flying sheep?
No.
Black sheep?
No.
Baba sheep?
No. Ba-ba. One, two, ba-ba. Three, four, five, six. It's a tie!
Oh, man. Well, it's better. Good job, Pat.
Yep.
And Pat, you could have got the win if you remembered it was electric, not electronic.
Yes, exactly.
Electronic sheep?
Pat. Yes, yes. Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Yeah.
Not electronic sheep. Electric.
Oh, thanks for playing, Pat. And Steve.
Yes.
Man, I thought you were going to pull it out of your butt because you named every team in our division. And I thought, oh, my God. He said Cardinals.
Rams,
he said Niners.
The Rams.
If he had I thought, oh, man, is he going to get lucky?
More specifically,
Cowboys.
The St. Louis Rams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you would have said L.A. Rams, I would have said no, but you didn't even say the Rams. So.
Well, what if he said, if he said Rams, you had to give it to him.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I could have asked myself if I did know it and went with L.A. Rams.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Congratulations, you did pump yourself up a little bit, but still just got a tie.
Thanks.
Yeah. Man, I thought you were going to be a luck bomber on that one, too. I was like, are you kidding me? He doesn't know, he's just going to name all the teams in our division.
That would have been great. I should have just went with that, just name teams in the division. I'm just trying to, I was trying to actually give an intelligent answer, which came off rather stupid, but I was trying.
Yeah, well, you were going for Super Bowl teams. You probably figured they had to be Super Bowl winners.
I figured that'd be a good team.
Yeah, and, the Niners is a good call. Cardinals, I mean, they've been. I guess I can't argue with the Cardinals. They've been to the Super Bowl. It's all right. They won. Got a survey, found out that we have at least two times every day where we need an energy boost. So
just
here you go.
Two times in the morning.
Oh, all right. Well, you are, you're a different kind of person then.
Yeah, tired.
Well, the thing is... We don't count. I mean, because really, because of our hours, but you figure the average 9-to-5er.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming anyway. So the first time, which is really interesting that you need an energy boost right before you go to lunch, because isn't that what lunch is supposed to be? A time for you to get your energy boost? Because
a lot of times lunch gets me even more tired, but that's because I eat comfort type food.
Yeah.
I just kind of get I ate too much. I need a nap.
I guess in a way it makes sense then at 11:49 a.m. your body's going, hey, you got to go get some food, get something in you. You need energy. Makes sense.
Yeah.
That's interesting because honestly, I need that that energy boost earlier in the morning.
Well, that's because we wake up so early.
Yeah.
And so in a comparison, it's probably the same 11:49-ish.
But even on the weekends, or on a vacation, if we, quote unquote, sleep in until 6 a.m., by 7:30-ish, I need to have at least one cup of coffee in me by that point.
Oh, fair.
Oh, really? You're still groggy?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
There's a lot of time when, I'm so addicted to caffeine that if I don't have my cup of coffee within the first 2 hours, I start getting a headache immediately. And it's like, why do I have a headache? Oh,
yeah, caffeine
I haven't
headaches.
Had coffee this morning.
Oh, man, that's a beating detox. And oh, no.
I'm not planning on detoxing.
No,
I will go to my grave drinking coffee.
Yeah.
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 There's never. I'm never going to stop drinking coffee. I'm telling you that right now, BJ.
By the way, that's the number one way people will get an energy boost. If you were wondering, here in the great land of Seattle, what do people do to get an energy boost? Yeah, it's what Steve's going to kill people over. It's coffee. Yeah. Also, 3:49 in the afternoon is the other time that we need an energy boost in the day.
For me, it's around 2:30-ish. That's usually like that, 2-ish even. That's around that time where both my wife and I are like, do we want to go make a run for a coffee at a coffee stand, or we want to make some at home? But like we're drinking coffee around that time regardless.
So here's the thing that's really interesting, is that the number two thing on the list is a healthy thing and you wouldn't have an addiction. So drinking coffee is what everybody does to boost their energy. The number two thing also boosts a person's energy, and it's completely healthy.
Fruit snacks. Completely healthy. They have
what
fruit juice in them.
What is with you and fruit? Fruit snacks is not the healthy answer to anything.
Fruit snacks is the answer to everything for me.
It's
like
not.
The number 42 for some of you nerds. For me, it's fruit snacks.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Checkmate.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, is that checkmate, really?
I think so, yeah.
No, that's just going to be check, because I'm going to... it is checkmate, because I'll just leave the chat. I'll leave the board.
There you go. You're done with it.
I can't play with this idiot.
You said it's a healthier version of coffee, so I think drinking water. That's supposed to give you energy.
I didn't say it was an exact version. This is just a healthier thing you can do. It's an activity. And it's very simple.
I was thinking the alone sex.
Yeah, one time.
Yes.
It's healthy, sex. Right?
Yeah. If that was number two on the list, I think more people would be having sex. I mean, seriously, if we could say, look, I will say this, though. I mean, for a lot of women, they do get more energetic after sex, but that still has never been a selling point for me. No. You know, I mean, anecdotally, I go, you know, what I've noticed is you're tired. So what do you say? We boost you up.
They're tired of your crap. That's what it is.
Yeah, I really didn't go on with the sentence. I really should have asked him for more information.
What about like standing up?
You're close. You are close to number two, Steve. You've got half of it.
Stand up. Squats.
Ooh. I can't do it anymore.
Well, I mean, it's like half of it going down, going up, going up. I see where you're going with that.
Thank you.
All right, it's simple. You can do it.
That's an exercise.
But is squats going to give you energy? I don't know. I think it would tire me the hell out. I'd be wrecked.
Yeah, those usually wreck me.
It's a simple activity. Standing up is part of it. That's the beginning of it. You can't do this without standing up.
Cartwheels.
Ooh, that's
yes, great. That's it, Steve.
That's a very
cartwheels
simple activity for some
while
people.
Eating fruit snacks.
Not me.
Yes, that's it. Number two on the list.
I'm guessing walking.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. But here's the thing. I mean, if that's the case, if that really does as good of a job as coffee, I don't know. It's the number two thing on the list. You know, and coffee is addictive. And of course, you know, also it costs money, especially if we go to the big S where, you know, it's not the cheapest cup of coffee. Man, all you gotta do is go for a walk. And yet that's how many people take that option?
Yeah, but sometimes you don't have that kind of time.
Or
you
have coffee
quick.
Yeah. Or it's kind of one of those things for me a lot of times. Like if I'm feeling groggy, it's so hard for me to get motivation to want to walk outside. The minute I do, though, I do feel better. It's just it's getting out there and actually being like, oh, I'm going to do this for 10 minutes.
See, that's your problem is you're just walking outside. Like in order to fill my rings on my Apple Watch, because it has that, I'll just walk around in circles around the house. I have a whole circuit that I do, so I don't have to worry about going outside. And yet I'm still getting exercise.
Rev goes for a walk. Around the house.
Literally, I walk for usually about a half a mile, just in circles for about, I don't know, 20 minutes.
I can't throw stones. I mean, when it's bad weather outside and we couldn't go to the malls, that's exactly what I did.
Lonya Tatum, Rev. I mean, she loves walking around the house. It's like, that's all I do nowadays.
Look at that, you're getting your rings done.
Yeah.
But when you were a little kid, dude, walking around the house was like walking football fields.
Yes.
I mean, because it was such, I mean, I miss that, man, when the house seemed so huge. You know, if you go back to your childhood house and you realize how tiny it was, but it seems so huge all those years.
Oh, and we went back to visit my parents back when they still lived in the house I grew up in Brooklyn. And I remember bringing my wife and we were just like, wow, it feels, with four people in that house, we felt so cramped. And I'm like, it didn't feel that way when we had four people. But then again, my brother and I were little kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
Yeah. But like four adults in there just felt like too many people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, going for a walk. And by the way, Rev, if you go outside, a lot of the scientists say that my doctor tells me, because she had to lecture me. She goes, I know you like to walk in your house and walk in malls, but you got to get out there. There's stuff in the trees and in air that really also helps invigorate you and keep you healthy if you can get out there for 20 minutes a day.
Yeah.
So,
I call BS. I watched Lord of the Rings, that second one, and it put me to sleep, and all there were was around trees.
Yeah, right? Also, there's people outside.
I think I'm going to check out of this conversation with Steve. I think that was the one. That did it.
Oh, that was the one.
Nice.
That's the one that did it right there.
Accomplished.
That was it. That was the hat trick. The fruit snacks, the cartwheels, and the Lord of the Rings outside scene stopped Steve from going outside.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the hat trick.
Do nothing.
Congratulations, sir. Wow. All right. Well, that's be healthy, people.
I was looking at the list and they said one of the things, it's not in the top 10, but one of the things that people do to help stay awake or wake themselves up is smack themselves in the face.
Really?
Done it.
I've done that driving.
Same.
I've been really? So tired.
Yeah.
I was so tired and I was like, I didn't have much more to go. So I was like, okay, what can I do? And I just started smacking myself in the face and started screaming and it woke me up.
I have done the screaming.
I'll put on like the really hard like rock music and scream to that in order to keep me awake after a few slaps, because it's kind of hard to psych yourself up to slap yourself. So, but once you do it, it gets easier.
All right.
Sounds like a Friday night at Vicky's.
Yeah. One of the wrestling, we wrestled a few hours away, and on the way back, it was late at night, and one of the guys was driving. He's like, I'm kind of tired. So he pulled over and he took off his shirt and he goes, chop me. And in wrestling, you know, it's like the hand chop. I'm like,
oh, the Ric Flair chop?
Yeah. I was like, all right. And so I did. He goes, all right, now I feel good. I can drive.
Big old red mark across his chest.
Both of us were invigorated for the rest of that. I was like, that was awesome.
Okay, I'm hearing a lot of disturbing stories. I'm not sure how I feel about any of this. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Anything, please. You can talk about anything. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Look, if nobody listens to you in your life, well, you know what? We're forced to because it's Listeners on the Loose, so we really have no choice.
We will.
But, I mean, Steve does have a rule for, you know, how you be.
It's a simple rule, BJ. It's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Ooh, I like this one. You are now cursed with the job of the main character had in the last TV show that you watched. What is your new profession? Someone smoked some pot this morning.
Oh, wow.
That's fun. I like mine.
What's yours?
I'm a hot, sexy, Victorian assassin magic user type thing. I've been watching The Nevers on HBO.
Okay, I was like,
and it's basically like steampunk with magic, and the chicks are really amazing in it.
So you'd be a hot chick that does magic.
Basically, yeah.
Nice.
I'd be an old superhero having a fight with his son.
Oh, you've been watching Jupiter's Legacy?
Or exactly. Is that Invincible?
Oh, gosh, right?
Yeah, you could have been either one, Vicky, but it's Jupiter's Legacy, yep.
Well, I'm going to ditch the pro wrestler one because that's a given. As soon as my wife falls asleep, that's what I'm watching is wrestling. So, I mean, that just seems like a no-brainer. But the last show that we watched together, I would be a firefighter.
Ooh.
In Austin, Texas.
Ooh.
Nice.
Because it's 911 Austin, baby.
Oh.
Which somehow, I know you guys aren't watching 911, but 911 is like one of our favorite shows. And then they put out the spinoff, which is 911 Austin. And we didn't like that one because mainly I think it was like Liv Tyler. There was just something about her character that just wasn't... Like, I guess we weren't alone because they got rid of her. This season's been incredible. In fact, I would say, oddly enough, that the spinoff is better than the original now. Which I don't think happens very often when a spinoff is better than the original.
All because Liv Tyler left. How does that make her feel?
I know, man. I feel bad saying that, but that's the only difference. I mean, maybe they got better writers, but visually or on screen, that's the only big difference is they got rid of Liv Tyler.
Damn,
and I'm not anti Liv Tyler. Don't get me wrong, but like something about her in that show was not jiving.
Well, yeah, like you said, I guess they figured that out, or maybe she did as well. And it's like I'm out.
I'm a sweet firefighter.
Yeah. All right. How about you, Vicky?
Spraying my hose.
Oh, geez.
Okay, never mind.
I am a squire to the king.
What?
I've been watching the Crossing Swords to fall asleep to because I've seen it a million times. It's on Hulu.
I don't even know what this is.
So it's like the same people who did Robot Chicken. It's these little kind of toy, wooden block toys that they animated. And so they're in a kingdom, But it's all filthy and
it's super filthy.
Oh, so it's not a kid's show.
Oh, no.
You're showing me the video, and I'm like, I think Tatum might like this.
I know, right?
I mean, if you churn the. Well, actually, there's a few scenes on there that.
Yeah, no, you're not going to. Yeah, you don't want to.
There is naked, naked little toys, and you see everything. But there is a Kraken in one episode.
Oh.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So I'm a squire.
Good for you, squire.
So you say I'm a telemarketer because of workaholics.
Ooh. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Danny,
yeah. He doesn't watch much TV, but well, we'll see.
Is he a sounder?
Yeah, right?
No. TV chef. I'd be the pioneer woman. Have you ever seen that movie?
It's a pioneer woman?
She makes such tasty food.
Her name is Ree Drummond, and she does she works on the ranch with her husband, and she makes.
Oh, so she's a real person.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she calls herself Pioneer Woman.
Yeah,
really?
We watch the food. That's all. I tell you, we watch a lot of Food Network.
Whoa, I'm just Googling a thing, and the first thing that comes up is the best bacon brunch ring recipe.
Oh, yeah.
And that looks like pretzels and bacon just in a nice little ring.
Yeah, she's not really a chef. She kind of just buys a bunch of store-bought stuff and puts it together deliciously.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Like, she makes it for her family who have their own, ranch or something. Yeah. So it's basically food that's going to feed these guys that are working all day.
Yeah.
And I go broke because she has her own line of flowery house stuff at Walmart, and I buy a lot of her crap.
Oh wow! I never even heard of this person. And look at you and you, Danny and Vicky. Look at you, homesteaders.
Speaking of Food Network type shows, did you see our dude Joel McHale is going to be hosting a food show?
Is he? What's this?
I don't know what the name of it is. I saw the commercial. Clearly, did not resonate very well with me. But it seems like he's just in some kind of is it Crime Scene Kitchen?
Crime Scene Kitchen.
Ooh.
Okay. That's, I wonder what that means. If people get murdered in the kitchen, what is he doing?
It's a competition. Right? It's a competition that's going to be on Fox. That's about all I know.
So it's on Fox.
Yeah, bakers try to figure out and then duplicate a dessert from just crumbs, crusty whisks, and a soiled electric mixer.
That'd be fun. Oh, so that's the crime scene.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, they'll have to search through the set for clues.
The crew is already there. If you can't see them on set, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, and with his witty banter, I would watch that all day long.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good show. Yeah.
I just want to see him roast people.
Yeah. I think it's on at the end of the month.
Nice.
All right, well, make sure you inform me about this, Vicky, because I would like, this could be a show I could watch with my wife.
The prize is $100,000.
That's good money.
I want to be on the show.
Well, apply.
Yeah, do it.
I'm not a professional, but I will eat and try to win $100,000.
May 26th on Fox.
May 26th. And I have to apologize. I lied to you guys. The last show we watched together before my wife fell asleep wasn't 911 Austin. I just remembered it was American Gladiators. American Ninja Warriors.
Oh, man. Oh, is that because you didn't like you want to be a Ninja Warrior instead?
I forgot. Oh, I would like to be a female Ninja Warrior because it's the women's edition.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Okay. Well, I think you make a better female Ninja Warrior than you do a fire person.
I don't know, man. We watch Ninja Warrior, and we always joke about, how far do you think you could get? I think my wife could go pretty far because she does CrossFit and stuff, so I think she would do pretty good on that show. I wouldn't even make it past the first obstacle, which is them just trying to, they jump on these little poles to get to the next obstacle. I would totally, nut myself easily.
Dude, oh, yeah.
It's insane. Lily and I went to this, obstacle park when I was there for her birthday. And the very Ninja Warrior stuff. And I was like, let's see how much I fell immediately. The stuff they make look so easy. And I feel like I'm in decent shape. And no, not at all.
Being in shape is a lot different than being in shape and coordinated.
That's true, yeah.
That's the part.
That's why I got a lot of respect for the parkour people, because I got a buddy who's my age that does parkour, and I mean, you're right. I mean, you've got to be coordinated. You can be in good shape, but you still have to be nimble. You have to be agile.
Well, it's like those bounce places, like the trampoline parks. Like, they have one in Tacoma called Defy. And it looks like a blast, but I'm like, yeah, there's a blown ACL waiting to happen.
I was thinking about going to those, and I realized that, no, that's actually really, really difficult, and I would be winded in, the first, 3 minutes.
We should all go one time.
They are fun.
What, so that we can feel horrible about ourselves?
Yes.
But then after that, we go get food, and we drown ourselves in delicious, unhealthy food.
Yeah, that one is right next to an Iver's. I'm down.
Well, we're going to have to hit the ER first, so,
Well, there's an urgent care right next to the Ivers. It works perfectly.
Check out the restaurant at the ER. Maybe we can just eat there. While one of us is getting his MCL or ACL tended to.
Right. Yeah, this is a wonderful plan. Yeah. I like it.
I don't think we'll do any of this stuff.
No, not really.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Somebody was just asking, hey, what's that show that Vicky was just talking about?
Crossing Swords, and it's on Hulu. Definitely recommend it. It's super funny and filthy. which is basically all I want from a show.
You know what's funny is what I've noticed, and I don't know if it's a generational thing, Vicky, but the mashing up of like children's shows with filthy language and, you know, animation and things of that nature is really huge with your generation. And probably, I would say, young Gen Xers as well. You things that normally don't belong together, and that would be filthy language and like little kiddie stuff, like those little kid toys. And that seems to be huge. A lot of people dig that.
And for me, what I think is even better is that the cast, the voice cast, like you have Nicholas Holt as the main character, and then sexy Luke Evans is King Merriman, but he doesn't have that sexy British accent. He just sounds like an American dude. So you would never know it was Luke Evans. So it's just such a weird role for him to take. It'd be like Tom Cruise being this guy. It's just so weird. And he does a phenomenal job. Like everybody, Seth Green, you know, you got a lot of cool
voice actors.
Tara Strong.
Yeah. Well, the Robot Chicken had a lot of cool people that would come in and guest voice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so is it new? Like, is it a relatively new show?
Within this last year, they're supposed to come out with season two this year.
Oh, okay, because I think Robot Chicken is done. I was always, now that you mentioned it, it's like, you know what? It has been like forever that I've seen a new episode of Robot Chicken, so I'm assuming it's canceled.
I feel like Hulu right now has, this is all they're going to be doing is a lot of animated type silly stuff, because they're going to be doing a Marvel, was it MODOK show that's kind of the same vibe, the kind of stop motion-y.
Who's doing this?
Hulu.
Oh, Hulu's doing the MODOK. Oh, I thought it was Disney Plus. Oh, it's Hulu.
It's Patton Oswalt. Who does the voice.
Yes.
So it's going to be a weird show.
Yeah. I have some friends that are not happy about that, because MODOK is a serious villain in the Hulk universe, but he's not going to be played seriously because he's just a giant head, really.
They're upset about this?
Of course they're upset about this. Hardcore fan, Steve. You know, you got your hardcore fan.
They're ruining my comic books. Me.
Yeah.
It looks really weird and looks really fun, though, so
yeah,
I'm down for it.
It's that animation that really, it does, it's sort of like the marionette puppetry-looking animation from, like, Gumby and Pokey, that kind of looking animation.
It gives me a vibe of the South Park Team America thing.
Yes!
Yeah, totally.
It's kind of got that kind of, like, just ridiculousness to it.
This will give me a nightmare.
It does look like a mushroom trip I once had in college.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it is. But he is a serious villain, you know, and so people are, I won't mention
not in this show.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm going to give it I'll give it a watch, because I have to. But there are people that are like, no, I'm not watching this. Not doing it at all. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls and more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Joe in Oak Harbor, you are on the Rock.
Hola, Mitchola.
Hey. Hola, Joe. Hola. Don't forget the afternoon, some men's room right here on the Rock. What you got, Joe?
So a couple weeks ago, you guys were talking about what brand of vehicles that you're loyal to.
Yes.
I'm loyal to the Ford. I got a 96 F-250 and a 85 Mustang GT that I've had for almost 22 years. But the most loyal car, well, Steve, what's your favorite kind of car?
I like the Ford Bronco and the Jeep Wranglers.
Well, you always say a free car.
Oh, yes, free car. Free car is the best car. You're absolutely right.
So a buddy of mine gave me his 92 Honda Accord that I had for about 8 years, and it had almost 450,000 miles before it actually blew up.
It literally blew up?
I was during the summertime, I was traveling back and forth to Kalispell, Montana. And the last time I was going over the Vantage Bridge, and that's a pretty long span of bridge, if you know the Vantage Bridge, you know, going to Eastern Washington, the gorge.
Yeah.
I was in fifth gear going over the bridge, and right when I got on the bridge, I heard this bang. And I thought I hit maybe a pothole or a crack in the road or something. When I looked in the rearview mirror, I saw nothing but smoke.
Oh, boy.
So the car was starting to lose momentum, so I downshift into fourth, and there's nowhere to pull over on that bridge. Absolutely nowhere. So I finally get up around, cross the bridge, and I downshift into third to get more momentum, and I basically look like one of those stunt planes with the smoke coming out.
Man.
So as I go to the left, the car is just smoking, just smoking. So I finally get over the bridge, pulled over to the right, pop the hood, and the car, the motor is actually on fire.
Oh, damn.
So I get in the car, and I had a bunch of water bottles, start pouring water on the motor. Well, come to find out, it threw a connecting rod right through the engine block. So all that oil was just spewing onto my exhaust manifold, and it was just on fire. So I got the fire out, which was good because I had all my stuff in my car and I'm on the side of the road. And that was it for that car. And I had it for a good 8 years and it had almost 450,000 miles on that thing.
Dude, my wife had a Honda Accord and that thing, I mean, that was the joke. It's like, as soon as the car dies, we'll get you a new car, but it never would die. Like, it's just like this, like, it just would keep going and going. No matter, as soon as you think maybe it's about to go, nope, still got another X amount of thousands of miles into it. Finally, we decided, like, she's like, I just need a new car. I'm like, yeah, I think we've waited long enough.
Yeah,
it's impressive how long those things last.
I, though, 400,000 miles, I'm not taking that car on a long trip. And I'm not taking any car on a long trip with 400,000 miles. You're pushing your luck.
I mean, there's a risk, I guess, in everything we do in life, BJ. But my old Jeep.
400,000 miles?
My old Jeep, the Wrangler I had over 400,000 miles.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe it's not as many miles as I think it is.
Well, I mean, I made sure, you know, oil changes, kept up on things. You know, I wasn't like, just like, yeah, see what happens. Like, I was doing everything I can. I really wanted to go as far as I possibly could with that thing. And if it wasn't for the fact that we were having a kid, the idea of trying to have a child seat in a two-door Jeep Wrangler seemed like a nightmare.
That's not happening, yeah, man.
No. Yeah. And now having a kid for the night, I couldn't even have imagined trying to pull that off. That would have been a disaster. So that was the reason why I got rid of it. Otherwise, I had no intention of getting rid of that thing. I was going to drive it until it died.
Wow.
And even when I brought it in, they looked it over and like, just, they're like, your Jeep is in great shape, especially that it has over 400,000 miles on it.
Damn. I don't think I've ever had a vehicle with that many miles. I've never traveled that much. But you have a really long commute, so that makes sense.
And also, I had the Jeep right around when I first started dating Sid, and I was living in Linwood. She was living in Puyallup, so there's a lot of going back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
So that put a ton of miles on it at first, and then I made the smart decision to move out of Linwood and move to Puyallup.
Right.
But now it's Puyallup to Seattle every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes twice a day if I was doing stuff at night.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll put the $400,000 on there.
Yeah.
Damn. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose.
Somebody wanted to know, if you had to eat only one appetizer for the rest of your life, what appetizer are you going with?
Dude. Oh,
I love the food questions.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. So easy.
No name cakes don't count, BJ.
Yeah, that's dessert.
You guys don't know me. I guess you don't know my favorite appetizer, and probably
Brussels
because
sprouts.
You never
did.
That's it. You guys have not been to many Indian restaurants with me, so you wouldn't know this.
Non-bread.
That's not an appetizer in my mind.
The paneer.
That's a dinner.
The paikoras.
Yes, close. It's actually, paikoras was a great pizza place, wasn't it?
Pakoras. Pakoras was in Capitol Hill. That was an awesome pizza spot.
Yeah. Pakoras and swimming. Give me extra tamarind sauce. That's an appetizer if it's the only one I can ever have for the rest of my life, I will take it. And veggie pakoras, meat pakoras, whatever pakoras you want to give me.
Oh, man. So I don't think... Do we consider French fries to be an appetizer?
No.
Okay. It's a side.
It's a side.
You can order it as an appetizer, but it's not.
No. I feel like it'd have to be like loaded fries or something like that. I might... Oh, this is hard, man. Because I don't view chicken wings as an appetizer. I know they're sold in some places as that, but I will get that as a meal.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so these are my rules.
Okay.
I'm going mozzarella sticks.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, I'm going to miss those.
Why are you going to miss them?
Because I can only have one.
Oh, fair.
Yeah, and pakoras.
Pakoras.
Yeah, but mozzarella sticks are one of my favorite appetizers. I am going to miss them.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing that popped into my mind. And if it's on a menu at a restaurant I'm going to, I always am leaning towards getting the mozzarella sticks.
That makes sense.
How about you, Rev? Only one appetizer for the rest of your life.
I really like mozzarella sticks, but they get hard too quickly.
That's never been a thing that anyone's ever said to me.
So I'm going with the frickle. A good old fried pickle.
Those are good. You can have those. As a matter of fact,
I will. I'll eat them all.
Fried pickles are good, but I don't know if I could have them every time I was going to have a meal.
I could absolutely have them every single time.
Do you get the full dill fried, or are they chipped? Are they sliced up into chips?
I prefer the chipped ones because you can just like pop them in your mouth, and it's like it's mindless eating, which is
a
bad thing. But I will just eat them all.
I don't mind those. When somebody gives me like a dill spear kind of a thing,
those
fried.
Are the best.
The problem is that you basically, it's almost like the onion rings where you all of a sudden you're eating batter and then you got this really hot pickle.
Onion rings too. Damn.
I'm with you, BJ. I'd rather be like the chips of the pickled chips because that way the batter is all around it.
Exactly. Shout out to B-dubs.
Yeah, the B-dubs are, Hooters also had good ones back in the day.
And they also had good fried pickles too.
Yes. See, with me, mozzarella sticks, I feel like you just can't F that up. And if you can, there's a talent. And all different types. Like they have the ones that are like kind of like triangled.
Yes.
All types of.
Have you had those? Have you had those at Maggiano's, Steve? The fried triangles.
Oh my gosh! I'll go there just for those.
Oh, I know, and I'm going to miss those. They're fantastic. They're the best mozzarella like appetizer I've ever had. Is the Maggiano's one?
There's a restaurant that Lily likes to go to on the East Coast called Friendly's.
Yeah. Friendly's is the bomb, Danny. That's our place.
I didn't know about it, and she's Dad, we got to go because they serve 30 mozzarella sticks when you order as an appetizer, and so they're little tiny ones. They're the most adorable things ever, and I love them.
Oh, Danny, you made me know what. Oh, I mean, nobody knows Friendly's because it's just a New England thing, or even or a Massachusetts thing. Now
it's got an Applebee's vibe to it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
but
they were known for super great ice cream treats and super great shakes. Friendly's.
Speaking of which, I mentioned Applebee's because on my mind, I don't know if you've seen this, it's resurfaced. People have been sharing it on social media, on Twitter. It's like a video piece that ESPN did when Marshawn Lynch was first drafted by the Buffalo Bills, and he goes to celebrate at an Applebee's and a Dave and Buster's, and it's just like,
it just shows you, like, okay, this is the Marshawn that we were all going to eventually have in our life. Like, he's just this fun-loving, random, having a blast. He loves the, as he calls it, the decor over at Applebee's. And I think some, I think it was Kenny Mayne that might have been the one doing the report, but like the announcer guy is like, the rookie has spent most of his signing bonus on skee ball, but he doesn't care. Because he's just playing skee ball at like Dave and Buster's. The video is awesome. It's out there on social
media.
That
is so awesome. That, see, you're absolutely right, Steve. That is the fun-loving Marshawn right there.
And then it's like, it shows him behind the bar pouring his own soda, and he's just having fun with the sounds that it makes. It's a pretty fun, knowing Marshawn, like how everyone does now, like from the pieces that you've seen, the videos and the randomness that he is, it's just like, okay, he's always been this way.
Man. Wow.
Are we counting chips and salsa as an appetizer?
Yes.
Oh, man. I feel like that to me is a Mexican restaurant appetizer. Well, gosh, that's almost a complimentary.
They just bring it to you. That's not even an appetizer. Okay. That's just
be like bread.
Yeah, okay. But it's tough.
That's
though,
a good point. It's like bread.
Because I was like, I would pick chips and salsa because you can't go to a Mexican restaurant without getting chips and salsa. You can't take that away from me.
Yeah,
and
that's,
but if that doesn't count, fried mac and cheese, man.
Fried mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's mac and cheese balls.
Yeah. So it's the pretzels and cheese. There's your winner.
There you go.
You know what I've been doing with fried mac and cheese, Vicky? I've discovered, I mean, usually you can pop them by themselves, but I've been mixing it with barbecue sauce. I don't know why fried mac and cheese with barbecue sauce means better than... Yeah, well, usually I did marinara or, you know, because I never thought of barbecue and cheese. I don't know why. I mean, of course it is together, but yeah. Oh. Another mozzarella sticks I do with marinara. I wouldn't think of doing mozzarella sticks with barbecue. Not that it would be bad, but I always go my marinara. But with fried mac and cheese, it's like I want barbecue.
Sometimes it's like more like it's like a 90-10 ratio when it comes to like how I'm dipping it. But like I'll get also like a side of ranch and dip my mozzarella sticks in a couple of the mozzarella sticks with ranch.
It's not bad.
But still, I want the mozzarella sauce for the main amount.
Yes. How about
ranch goes good with everything.
How about loaded baked potato skins?
Those are pretty
with a bunch of bacon on it.
Yeah, I haven't had those in a long time.
What about jalapeno poppers?
Oh, good call.
I can't give up pecoras for those. They're good, but I just can't give up pecoras for those.
Have you guys had the armadillo eggs from the Ram?
Nope. What is that?
It's like a jalapeno popper with chicken and cream cheese or something.
Oh, yes, I have.
They are
yes.
the most delicious, weirdest looking things I've ever seen in my life.
I've never had those. I have a Ram right by my house.
I recommend going and getting these.
My day is planned.
They look really weird because they're little. They look like eggs.
Yeah. I was up at Northgate, which is now North Station, I think, or Northgate Station. I forget. They renamed that whole area in anticipation of the hockey rink, but... the first time I was up there at the Ram, somebody took me. I forgot they were armadillo eggs, but they gave me those, and they were so good.
They look awesome.
Yeah. I forgot. No, we got to go to the Ram now.
So somebody says chips and salsa and bread, starters, not appetizers.
Truth.
Thank you. What's the difference between a starter and an appetizer?
You start off your meal with that.
Yeah.
And then you get your appetite going, but you've already got your appetite going with the starter, haven't you?
Well, like, usually you get it either when you get your drinks or before. So I feel like that's what a starter would be, like, as you get your drinks. Or before you get your drinks.
I kind of feel like the appetizer is supposed to get your appetite going. So the starter kind of says, oh, F that noise.
How about the people that eat sushi as an appetizer?
That's just stupid. Edamame is the starter there.
Oh, true.
You go right into the sushi. Yeah.
It is funny, though, because sometimes at a restaurant, I mean, way back in the day, sushi used to be my appetizer.
Yeah.
And then I would go right to fish and chips or something.
Or if, like, you go to one of those, like, what do they call them, teppan grills, like where they cook in front of you. Yep. A lot of times you can order sushi as your appetizer while they cook for you.
No, there are some places I've been to where it's like you get a couple little rolls and then you get your main meal.
Okay. Oh. Well, I think we've answered that question. And now it's time to
move on.
What
was the question? Are we really hungry right now?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, that was the sub question for sure. Here's another one for you. It has nothing to do with food, I'm afraid. It's about Ryan Castle and a car chase. What do they both have in common? I will tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What does Ryan Castle and a car chase have in common?
There are skid marks, and the exciting part is at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Naughty.
Can't really top that one.
Well, one person said Migs has been rear-ended in both.
True.
It's true. I was following too closely once.
And both get BJ's adrenaline going.
Ooh. It's true. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a 33-year-old gentleman by the name of Xavier. He lives in Florida. On Thursday, he was just wandering on the highway. So the cops were like, what is going on over here? So they stopped him and say, hey, what's up? And as they were trying to talk to him, Xavier hopped in a running police car and took off.
Of course, oh, I saw this.
High-speed chase, you saw that. And eventually another cop ran him off the road into some woods. But when a bunch of cops pulled up to try to grab him, he managed to run past them, jump in a different running cop car, and steal that one, too.
He stole two cop cars.
Two cop cars.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's cool, but I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Right. I don't encourage it, but impressive.
Right.
What Ryan's trying to say is he's not endorsing this behavior.
I mean, A for effort, though.
Yeah, he's going to get a lot of charges as well.
Yeah.
Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got your 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
It'd be awesome if we could wear Disney character heads instead of masks.
There you go.
That's perfect social distance because some of those heads are so big you really can only stand 6 feet away.
It's punk rock Mickey, but it's Danny.
Yeah. I like this.
I don't know why he sounds like that, but
I thought he would have more of a British accent or something, but all right, I'll go with it.
Oh, he's like a Ramon. He's like, hey, ho, let's go.
Oh, that's what it is. Now you flushed it out, Mickey. Yeah, you sound just like Joey.
It's coming together.
Yeah. Rock and roll high school.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're talking, when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.